Sagt der Mishnah weiter, Masech des Chagiga, Perik Beis, Mishnah Beis. Yoisi ben Yoyezer, Reimer, Yoisi ben Yoyezer says, Shaloi lismaych, not to do smicha on yamtiv, when you bring a carbon, because you're leaning on the animal with all of your kayach. That's how you're supposed to do smicha. And you're not allowed to use an animal on yamtiv. Yoisi ben Yoichanan, Reimer, lismaych, you should do smicha. Yeshua ben Perachya, Reimer, Yeshua ben Perachya says, Shaloi lismaych, not to do smicha. But Nita who are Bailey, Yomer Lismach, you should do smicha. Yehuda ben Taba Yomer Shalai Lismach, not to do smicha. But Shimon ben Shatach Yomer Lismach to do smicha. Shemaya Yomer Lismach to do smicha. But Avtalian Yomer Avtalian says Shalai Lismach, not to do smicha. Hillel u'Menachem, Hill and Menachem loy nechlegu. They didn't argue about this. But Yotze Menachem, Menachem left. And Nichna Shammai, Shammai took his place. Shammai Yomer Shalai Lismach, Shammai said not to do smicha, and Hill Yomer Lismach. Hill said to do smicha. Harashainim, the first names that are mentioned in each group over here, Hayu Nesiyim, they were the Nesiyim of the respective generations, the leaders of the generations. Ushniyim Lahem, and the second name mentioned, were Avos Bezdin. So what's a Nasi? What's an Av Bezdin? Why do we have such an interesting Mishnah with so many names mentioned over here? Who is this Menachem that suddenly disappears and Shammai takes his place? And what is this Machloikis all about? Let's go back first to a Mishnah in Masech des Beya, Perik Beis Mishnah. The Mishnah told us you're not allowed to ride on a behema on Yom Tov. Why not? Mishum Shvus. That means it's a Gzeira Derabanan. You remember what Chazal were concerned about? They were concerned about a person breaking off a branch and guiding the behema. And because of that concern, they said, absolutely, no use of a live behema on Shabbos or Yom Tov. There is a mitzvah of smicha. Which karbanos require smicha? Almost all karbanos behema that a yachid brings, not a tzibur, but that a yachid brings, whether he has to bring it or he donates it, requires smicha. The exceptions are p'char, meiser, and pesach. All other karbanos, including the ones you have to bring on Yom Tov, like shalmi chagig and oilas riyah, require smicha. Okay, so what should I do? If it requires smicha, I have no choice. Why is there a machloikis about this? The answer is there's no machloikis about smicha. You have to do smicha. The shaila is whether tekef l'smicha shchita or not. How close does the smicha have to be to the shchita? According to the Beis Shammai, it doesn't necessarily have to be together. Oh, so then there's no problem. I can lean on the behema, I can do smicha on Erev Yom Tov. Later on, shechter on Yom Tov. But according to the Beis Hillel, they learn from V'samach V'shachat that you can't do it that way. You can't do smicha on Erev Yom Tov and the shechita later on Yom Tov. It has to be right away, right before the shechita. You have to do smicha. So the Mele of the Beis Hillel say, look, just like the Torah said, you're allowed a shecht on Yom Tov, and that's a deraisa. So, we're going to do smicha on Yom Tov, even though you're not allowed to lean on a behema, but this is part of the mitzvah that you have to bring the carbon. Okay, so why don't we just have a machloikis between Shammai and Hillel, or a machloikis between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel? Why this whole long list? The answer is that our Tana is telling us that this was a machloikis throughout Vayesheni. And, as we're soon going to discuss, this was the very first machloikis amongst the Chachamim. Now, every generation had a zug. A zug means a pair of two people that were appointed to be manig the dar. They ran the yeshivas, they passed kenshailas. There was a nasi and an av bezdin. Maybe you remember from Pirkei Avos, the seder of the hishtalshelus hadairis. There in Pirkei Avos, we learned that Antignus Ish Seichi was Mekabel from Shimon HaTzadik, but he didn't have a Benzug, there was no pair, and therefore there was no Machloikis. But afterwards, there were always like a set, a Nasi and an Av Bezdin, and therefore sometimes you had disagreements. So really what our Tana is doing is, our Tana is giving us a tour through the years of Bayis Sheini. Now the truth is, in the times of Hillel and Shammai and On, there was no longer any Machloikis, because they were Kaveya, that the Allah is like the Beis Hillel. So once again, let's take another quick look at our Mishnah. Yoisi ben Yehazah, who was the Nasi, I mean, he said, Shalai Lismach, can't do smicha on Yom Tov. He doesn't hold you have to do it right before the Shechita, so do it Erev Yom Tov. Do the Smicha Erev Yom Tov and the Shechita on Yom Tov. Yossi ben Yochanan, who was the Av Bezen, said, Omer, he said, Lismach, to do Smicha, because he holds it's not an option to do it Erev Yom Tov. It has to be Tekev L'Smicha Shechita. And just like the Torah says you can Shecht, so Chazal said, over here, we're not going to apply the Isra of Mukta. Then we go to the next generation. Yeshua ben Perachia, who was the Nasi in the next door, Omer, he said, Shaloi Lismach, like the Nasi of the previous generation. And Nitai, who are Bailey, who was the Av Bezdin, he said to do smicha, like the opinion of the Av Bezdin of the previous generation. Now we go to the third generation. Yehuda ben Tabai, who was the Nasi, said not to do smicha, like the previous Nasiim. And Shimon ben Shatach, who was the Av Bezdin, said to do smicha, like the previous Av Bezdin. So in these first three generations, all the Nasiim said not to do smicha, and the Avos Bezdin said to do smicha. Now we have the fourth generation, Shemaya and Avtalia, who are actually Gerim. Shemaya was the Nasi, and he said to do smicha. So he's the first Nasi that says to do smicha. And Avtalia, who was the Av Bezdin, he said Shaloi Lismach. He's the first Av Bezdin who says not to do smicha. Then we go on to the fifth generation. Hillel was the Nasi, and Menachem was the Av Bezdin. They didn't argue. Menachem, who was the Av Bezdin, agreed with Hillel to do smicha. But then something happened. Yatza Menachem, where did he go? The Gemara explains, he left Esek HaTorah and he went to the Avodas HaMelech. And the Gemara explains there were many that left with him. They put on royal clothes and they went to work for the king. The king at that time was Hordris. Hordris was not even a Yid. He was appointed by the Romans, but he was the king over Eretz Yisrael then. I remember hearing a shir from Rav Belsky Zalzangezand, and he explained, look at this Menachem. Ah, left to put on royal clothes and to serve the king. What honor, what power. And he's gone. He disappears from the whole chain of the Messiah of Tyra. What does he get now for working for Hordris? We see how careful we have to be not to go after something that looks very good, and to lose something that lasts forever. In any event, so now Menachem leaves, and Shammai takes over his place. Shammai became the Av Bezdin instead of Menachem. And Shammai, as Av Bezdin said, not to do smicha, just like Avtalion, the previous Av Bezdin, held. And Hillel, who was the Nasi, said to do smicha, like the previous Nasi. So with the last two Zugois, it was the Nasiim who said to do smicha, and the Avos Bezdin who said not to do smicha.